After a remarkably quiet 10 days of pretty much nothing from the leading candidates, the California governor's recall campaign is getting ready for its close-up. The governor, Gray Davis, will make a I Can Explain Everything speech at the University of California, Los Angeles today, to be broadcast statewide. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, in the role of Godot, finally goes public with his economic ideas in an appearance tomorrow. The movie star had big polling numbers when he announced 2 weeks ago they've slipped. Sean Walsh is a senior member of Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign staff. He joins us now. Let me just read to you from Dan Weintraub. He writes a popular political blog for the Sacramento Bee. Here's a line yesterday. The political buzz at the moment is that Arnold is in trouble.
Not true. We've had one poll, the field poll, that showed us roughly equal with Cruz Bustamante. The rest of the public polls have had us leading by as much as 10 or 12 points. The private polls we've seen have us leading by 15 points.
Cruz Bustamante is the lieutenant governor, Democrat, who says that he's going to run. Indeed, the thinking is that Cruz Bustamante is going to squeeze you from the left. The very conservative Republican candidates are going to squeeze you from the right. And your man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, big as he is going to get squeezed down a lot.
Well, from a Republican perspective, we've had 5 years now of Gray Davis, and I think Republicans are fed up. And as you see the polls progressing through the process, we see some of the lesser Republican candidates' numbers shrinking and shrinking. At some juncture, they'll have to make a decision whether they want to actually hurt Republican chances for taking over the governorship or stay in the race just for whatever their own personal issues are. Number two, as the race progresses forward, Republicans will have clarity of thought in mind and see that Arnold Schwarzenegger is a fiscal conservative, but he's also socially moderate. And number three, and probably most significant, Republicans will come to the conclusion that they do not want their vote to be thrown away. They do not want another Democrat in office, and allowing for a lighter version of Gray Davis. They want fundamental change. They're going to want a Republican in office, and they will come home at the end of the day.
Why hasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger been out making that case over the last 2 weeks?
Well, actually, it's interesting. I've read that in the media that Arnold hasn't been out. He was out every day for the first week of the campaign, mostly doing education events, filing his papers, etc. This past week, he's been assembling a world-class economic team, including Warren Buffett, George Shultz, and a whole host of others that should be announced today. So we've had news every single day.
The question here is the state is running a huge budget deficit. What are you going to do? Raise taxes or cut services, or how do you fix that problem?
Well, I guess we can take a line from Bill Clinton. We're going to look at the third way. And the third way is it's not as simple as simply saying, well, we're going to raise taxes or we're going to simply cut spending. Because, number one, if you raise taxes, it puts a damper on already a struggling economy.
That's true, but you have to figure out a way to pay your bills, right?
You do. Gray Davis has been essentially kicking over a rolling deficit in state spending of about $8 billion for the past 3 years. So that money's accumulated. You have to find a way to address that issue, number one. Number two, can you make adjustments in the way that taxation is done without raising taxes per se, but ensures a more stable stream? Those issues will be looked at. And then we have to look at the structural debt. How do we pay that off? Is there a bonding mechanism that goes forward? Do we put an additional fee on there to deal with these issues? All these issues are on the table and will be discussed this week and the coming weeks.
Is a property tax increase on the table?
A property tax increase is not on the table. He's absolutely opposed to changing the property tax structure in California.
When are we going to see Arnold Schwarzenegger out making speeches, behaving in the way that one expects political candidates to behave? Or is he such a different candidate that we're just not going to see that?
Well, once again, NPR has cut through the fog. Arnold Schwarzenegger is rewriting the book for politics. He goes on The Tonight Show and gets 25% of every single television home in the L.A. media market watching his program. And shows like Oprah Winfrey, like the news magazine shows, like The Tonight Show, well, the establishment media tends to deride them. Average people sit down there and they watch that, and they're smart. And if they see Arnold Schwarzenegger talking for 10 minutes, they can figure out where he wants to go and what he wants to do without a six-second soundbite.
Who is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and why should someone want this person to try to lift California out of the morass that it's gotten itself into?
Well, who is Arnold Schwarzenegger? Arnold Schwarzenegger really is a majority of Californians. He is the immigrant dream success story. He's a man who very thoughtfully sits back, sets goals, sets objectives, puts it forward on his timetable, and then very aggressively and methodically pursues them. And the truth of the matter is, that's what you want in a governor.
Sean Walsh, senior member of Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign staff, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.